We think of betrayal as one of the greatest offenses that someone can commit. If someone came to our, a stranger came to our home and robbed us at night, sure, we'd be angry. If someone graffitied our garage, yeah, we'd be mad. But when a friend whom we trust betrays us, that's something of a different caliber than these other types of crimes. Betrayal is something very significant. And so St. Matthew even tells us that when Jesus announces that one of the disciples is going to betray him, they were distressed. It says they were deeply distressed at this news. They were incredulous. Surely it's not I. They can't imagine that any of them would be the ones to do such a terrible thing to the Lord as to betray him. That's the strength or the seriousness of betrayal. It's abhorrent to us. The thought that we would place our trust in someone, give them our heart, so to speak, and that they would turn and abuse that gift, turn against us, and betray us. And yet, we do it. Every sin is a betrayal. Maybe not as serious a betrayal as handing Jesus over to death, but every sin is a betrayal of the trust that God has placed in us. In our baptism, he gave us the gift of himself. He gave us his Holy Spirit, sent us on a mission. He gave us marching orders, what we are to be in this world. We are to be a reflection of him. We are his emissaries, his agents in this world. We are sent as visible representatives into this world to teach everyone we meet about what God is really like, by the way that we love, by the way that we speak what is true, by the way that we honor one another, by the way that we lay down our lives in service, especially to those who are most in need. But every single one of us here knows that we don't live up to that standard. We fall and we stumble, sometimes simply because of our own weakness, sometimes because of a deliberate choice. Stumbling and falling in weakness is not exactly betrayal, a willful betrayal. But when we make a clear choice for something that is not of God, we're betraying the trust that he has placed in us. So we ought to really treat that with seriousness, not just sweep it away and say, well, I'm just human. Sure, human weakness plays into it. But the Lord invites us in these holy days to turn away even from the slightest sin, the slightest betrayal. And when we do that and live in greater fidelity, greater honor of him, he'll bring us deeper and deeper into union with him, which is exactly what our hearts desire.